starting on a new adventure, an ancient pilgrimage begun by the people of God a long time ago and one that we continue today. For the next several months, we're going to be looking at Psalms 120 to 134, which are collectively known by a variety of names. The Pilgrimage Psalms, Pilgrim Songs, Gradual Psalms, the Songs of Ascents, or the Songs of Ascent, Songs of Degrees, Songs of Steps, or Songs for Going Up to Worship. Now, this group of Psalms belongs to a larger group known as the Songs of Zion, which celebrate the city of Jerusalem and the temple as the epicenter of cosmic reality. So we're going to start, first we're going to look for a moment at the literary nature of the pilgrimage psalms. Each pilgrimage psalm is poetic in form. It varies in length, with most of them being quite short. The original Hebrew text is characterized by several literary devices, including anaphora, which utilizes repetition of a sequence of words at the beginnings of neighboring clauses, lending them emphasis. For example, just listen, and I may not pronounce this perfectly, but I'm going to say it in Hebrew, the original. Listen to the repetition in these phrases from Psalm 124. Lule Yahweh Shehaya Lanu Yomarna Yisrael. Lule Yahweh Shehaya Lanu Bekum Aleinu Adam. So you can hear repetition, even if we don't know what it's saying, right? And another literary device characteristic of these psalms is that they are epigrammatic, in which brief, interesting, memorable, or sometimes surprising or satirical statements are made. For example, listen to these three epigrams from Psalm 132. Im abo beholebeti, im eele ale res yesue, im eten senat leene. So we're just hearing this repetition. This does not come across in the English. So it's interesting that that's all built into these psalms. And what these literary devices serve to do is to emphasize the overarching theme of these psalms, which is the very presence of God. So if we stepped back into Jewish culture more than 2,000 years ago, let's consider when this group of psalms would have been heard. These pilgrimage psalms were likely sung by able-bodied Jewish worshipers as they approached Jerusalem for the three festivals that Jewish men were expected to attend annually at the temple in Jerusalem. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago when we were looking at the Gospel of Mark. And those were Passover, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Booths. Now, since Jerusalem is situated on an elevated plateau in the Judean mountains, surrounded by valleys on every side, any approach to Jerusalem necessarily requires ascending steps along a pathway, a gradual walk by degrees up a steeply inclined gradient as pilgrims went up to worship God. We also see that in the Mishnah, which is the first major collection of the Jewish oral traditions, Levite singers sang these 15 pilgrimage psalms as they ascended the 15 steps to minister in the temple in Jerusalem. So they would go up one step, sing one psalm. Go up one step, sing one psalm. And because of the importance of the pilgrimage psalms, it is very likely that Jesus himself would have memorized and sung these songs for going up to worship. Now, what we call the Old Testament in Christianity, it's a significant part of our inheritance from Judaism, which they call the Tanakh, or the Hebrew Bible. So we know, let's say this together, it's a little memory exercise. Let's say the books of the Old Testament together. If you know them, join with me. The Old Testament includes Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms. We'll stop right there. And then there's 20 more books. So aren't you glad I didn't make you say the minor prophets in order? The original hearers of the Old Testament canon of Scripture, which includes the pilgrimage Psalms, celebrated the city of Jerusalem and the temple as the epicenter of cosmic reality. But we know now from where we stand that through Jesus' life, ministry, death, and resurrection, he fulfilled the law and the prophets, Matthew 5:17. All Old Testament references to Zion, Jerusalem, and the temple point to Messiah, Christ Jesus. The way to God is no longer limited to a select group of pilgrims on a pathway leading up to the physical temple in Jerusalem. The former role of the temple as the place where God dwelled and met God's people now belongs to Jesus. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, the one in whom God dwells fully, perfectly, and bodily, as Wanda was saying. This is an embodied faith. That's from John 1, 1 and 14. Jesus has opened up the way of love for all. As the divine word dwelling in flesh, Jesus' body is now the temple, the place of mediation and encounter between God and humanity. And we are all included, all people. Ephesians 2, 19 to 22 tells us that you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. Did you notice how it's worded? In Christ Jesus, we together grow into the temple. Jesus is the cornerstone and he holds the whole structure together. In Christ Jesus, we are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. So that's when Jesus came. Then we have the early church. Some early Christian hermits used to recite the entire Psalter, that's all 150 Psalms, daily. Okay, and it was not unusual for early monastic communities to chant the entire book of Psalms together every week. Now, for 1400 years and counting, these pilgrimage psalms are recited in the Eastern Church. Wanda was talking about, she's overseeing Eastern Europe. There's a lot of Eastern churches there, Eastern Orthodox. And these are recited in worship services, these pilgrimage psalms, 4 days a week. And Psalm 133 is recited daily for 1400 years. I think that's incredible. It blows my mind every time I go to a church in Eastern Europe. So in some parts of the body of Christ, these psalms are strategically sung at certain times of the year as a reminder that we as Christians, we sang about this today, Beth, one of your songs, are ascending to the heavenly Jerusalem. So pilgrimage language helps us to better understand and enter more fully into the ever-deepening presence of God on our journey of following Jesus. We see this in John Bunyan's 17th century influential allegory of the Christian life, The Pilgrim's Progress. If you haven't read it yet, I recommend the children's version. It's illustrated. The original version's a little dated on the English, but the children's version is phenomenal. But anyway, I can tell you the name of that later if you need to find that. And we can welcome and incorporate these pilgrimage psalms into our Christ Faith playlists. There may be chanting or singing of these psalms on other Sundays during this sermon series, but today we are going to read aloud all 15 pilgrimage psalms. Before we get to that, JR is going to hand everyone a one-page summary of these 15 psalms. I gave a little summary for each one drawn from the text today. So, as you know, I usually use the New Revised Standard Version translation when I'm preaching, which is the one that my most learned seminary professors tell me is the best one for scriptural exegesis. But today we're going to read each of these pilgrimage psalms in the Message translation, which is a paraphrase from the original languages into contemporary and idiomatic English, which I've personally found to be both beneficial and beautiful, rich and relatable. And my prayer for us today is that may we find each of these psalms as relevant today as they have been to all the generations who have gone before us, who've gone up to worship God, as we experience the presence of God right here, right now. And again we pray, come Holy Spirit. So as we together hear, read, and hear these psalms aloud, with these pilgrimage psalms on our hearts and on our lips, that may we each be better able to enter together more fully into the eternal embrace of the Trinity, to be loved and to love. So we're going to start with Psalm 120, and the summary statement is, deliver us from the liars, God. I'm in trouble. I cry to God, desperate for an answer. Deliver me from the liars, God. They smile so sweetly, but lie through their teeth. Do you know what's next? Can you see what's coming, all you barefaced liars? Pointed arrows and burning coals will be your reward. I'm doomed to live in Meshech, cursed with a home in Kedar. My whole life lived camping among quarreling neighbors. I'm all for peace, but the minute I tell them so, they go to war. Psalm 121, God's our guardian, always.
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep. Not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you. Shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always.
Psalm 122. Give thanks to the name of God and live in peace.
When they said, let's go to the house of God, my heart leaped for joy. And now we're here, O Jerusalem, inside Jerusalem's walls. Jerusalem, well-built city, built as a place of worship. The city to which the tribes ascend, all God's tribes, go up to worship, to give thanks to the name of God. This is what it means to be Israel. Thrones for righteous judgment are set there, famous David thrones. Pray for Jerusalem's peace. Prosperity to all you Jerusalem lovers. Friendly insiders, get along. Hostile outsiders, keep your distance. For the sake of my family and friends, I say it again, live in peace. For the sake of the house of our God, God, I'll do my very best for you.
Psalm 123, We look up to you for help, God, waiting your word of mercy.
I look to you, heaven-dwelling God. Look up to you for help. Like servants alert to their master's commands, like a maiden attending her lady, we're watching and waiting, holding our breath, awaiting your word of mercy. Mercy, God, mercy. We've been kicked around long enough, kicked in the teeth by complacent rich men, kicked when we're down by arrogant brutes.
Psalm 124, God didn't go off and leave us. God's strong name is our help.
If God hadn't been for us all together now, Israel, sing out. If God hadn't been for us when everyone went against us, we would have been swallowed alive by their violent anger, swept away by the flood of rage, drowned in the torrent. We would have lost our lives in the wild, raging waters. Oh, blessed be God. He didn't go off and leave us. He didn't abandon us, defenseless, helpless as a rabbit in a pack of snarling dogs. We've flown free from their fangs, free from their traps, free as a bird. Their grip is broken. We're free as a bird in flight. God's strong name is our help, the same God who made heaven and earth.
Psalm 125, God encircles his people, always has and always will.
Those who trust in God are like Zion Mountain. Nothing can move it. A rock-solid mountain you can always depend on. Mountains encircle Jerusalem, and God encircles his people, always has and always will. The fist of the wicked will never violate what is due to the righteous, provoking wrongful violence. Be good to your people, God, to those whose hearts are right. God will round up the backsliders, corral them with the incorrigibles. Peace over Israel.
Psalm 126. God, bring rains to our drought-stricken lives.
It seemed like a dream, too good to be true, when God returned Zion's exiles. We laughed, we sang, we couldn't believe our good fortune. We were the talk of the nations. God was wonderful to them. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people. And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives so that those who planted crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest. So those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing.
Psalm 127, God enjoys giving rest to those he loves.
If God doesn't build a house, the builders only build shacks. If God doesn't guard the city, the night watchman might as well nap. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know he enjoys giving rest to those he loves? Don't you see that children are God's best gift, the fruit of the womb, his generous legacy? Like a warrior's fist full of arrows are the children of a vigorous youth. Oh, how blessed are you parents, with your quivers full of children. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You will sweep them right off your doorstep.
Psalm 128, stand in awe of God's yes.
All you who fear God, how blessed you are. How happily you walk on his smooth, straight road. You worked hard and deserve all you've got coming. Enjoy the blessing. Revel in the goodness. Your wife will bear children as a vine bears grapes, your household lush as a vineyard. The children around your table as fresh and promising as young olive shoots. Stand in awe of God's yes. Oh, how he blesses the one who fears God. Enjoy the good life in Jerusalem every day of your life, and enjoy your grandchildren. Peace to Israel.
Psalm 129, they never could keep us down. God rips the harnesses of the evil plowman to shreds.
They've kicked me around ever since I was young. This is how Israel tells it. They've kicked me around ever since I was young, but they could never keep me down. Their plowmen plowed long furrows up and down my back. Then God ripped the harness of the evil plowman to shreds. Oh, let all those who hate Zion grovel in humiliation. Let them be like grass in a shallow ground that withers before the harvest. Before the farmhands can gather it in, the harvesters get in the crop. Before the neighbors have a chance to call out, "Congratulations on your wonderful crop," we bless you in God's name.
Psalm 130. With God's arrival comes love and generous redemption.
Help, God! The bottom has fallen out of my life. Master, hear my cry for help. Listen hard. Open your ears. Listen to my cries for mercy. If you, God, kept records of wrongdoing, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped. I pray to God, my life a prayer, and I wait for what he'll say and do. My life's on the line before God, my Lord, waiting and watching till morning, waiting and watching till morning. O Israel, wait and watch for God. With God's arrival comes love. With God's arrival comes generous redemption. No doubt about it, he'll redeem Israel, buy back Israel from captivity to sin.
Psalm 131. Wait for God with hope now and always.
God, I'm not trying to rule the roost. I don't want to be king of the mountain. I haven't meddled where I have no business or fantasized grandiose plans. I've kept my feet on the ground. I've cultivated a quiet heart, like a baby content in its mother's arms. My soul is a baby content. Wait, Israel, for God. Wait with hope. Hope now and hope always.
Psalm 132. God is here for good and showers blessings on the pilgrims who come here.
Oh God, remember David, remember all of his troubles, and remember how he promised God, made a vow to the strong God of Jacob. This is him talking. I am not going home, and I'm not going to bed. I'm not going to sleep, not even take time to rest until I find a home for God, a house for the strong God of Jacob. Remember how we got the news in Ephrathah? Learned all about Jar Meadows? We shouted, "Let's go to the shrine dedication. Let's worship at God's own footstool." Up, God, enjoy your new place of quiet repose, you and your mighty covenant ark. Get your priest all dressed up in justice. Prompt your worshipers to sing this prayer. Honor your servant David. Don't disdain your anointed one. God gave David his word. He won't back out on his promise. One of the sons I will set on your throne. If your sons stay true to my covenant and learn to live the way I teach them, their sons will continue the line. Always a son to sit on your throne. Yes, I, God, chose Zion, the place I wanted for my shrine. This will always be my home. This is what I want, and I'm here for good. I'll shower blessings on the pilgrims who come here and give supper to those who arrive hungry. I'll dress my priest in salvation clothes. The holy people will sing their hearts out. Oh, I'll make this place radiant for David. I'll fill it with light for my anointed. I'll dress his enemies in dirty rags, but I'll make his crown sparkle with splendor.
Psalm 133. When brothers and sisters get along, God commands the blessing and ordains eternal life.
How wonderful, how beautiful when brothers and sisters get along. It's like costly anointing oil flowing down head and beard, flowing down Aaron's beard,
flowing down the collar of his priestly robes. It's like the dew on Mount Hermon, flowing down the slopes of Zion. Yes, that's where God commands the blessing, ordains eternal life.
Psalm 134, come, bless God, and may the God who made heaven and earth bless you.
Come, bless God, all you servants of God, you priests of God, posted to the night watch in God's shrine, lifting your praising hands to the holy place, and bless God. In turn, may God of Zion bless you, God who made heaven and earth.
I hope that whets our appetite. This is going to be a thrilling journey through these 15 Psalms. So I'm going to pray now. We're going to close, and we can look forward to looking at one Psalm per week as we go up one step at a time closer to the Lord. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for these pilgrimage psalms, these songs for going up to worship you. Would you help us, Lord, each of us to more fully enter in to the life of Christ in the Trinity with one another. You have created us for relationship with you and with one another. So we just thank you for these psalms. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we have just read all of these beautiful psalms. Help us to enter fully in with all that we are to bring honor and glory to you and to be able to love you and love people, neighbors, and nations with all that you've given us. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Amen.